It's time to take a look at harness racing with this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Plenty has been happening in this harness racing world with particularly Australian horses heading overseas and some more feature racing.
Well, you mentioned Australian horses heading overseas and a couple of Aussies have been invited to the duels at Cambridge.
Yeah, so I think five overall have been invited, Australian horses, and last night it was announced that Connections of Chariots of Fire winner and Miracle Mile runner-up Jillaby Kung Fu accepted the invitation to head over to New Zealand for the duels, and so did the Connections of Jewel Oaks winner Shizzle Rock, so that's pretty exciting, and there could be more Australian invites as well, so watch this space. But so far, Trotters Wobbly and Custodian have been invited, as well as Ladyship Mile winner Carla's Pixel. So they're the five so far Australian horses heading over to New Zealand for that duels meeting on June 2.
Okay, looking forward to it. Now, it's a big week for the Square Gaiters here in New South Wales. With well, first of all, there's been news regarding the Inter-Dominion Trotting Championship, and it's back.
Yes, it sure is. So it hasn't been conducted since 2012 when I Can Do It won the race at Melton. And ironically, it's heading back there this year. So with Victoria hosting the first leg of the Inter-Dominion series this time around. So yeah, the Inter-Dominion Event Committee approved the request from the Inter-Dominion hosts, which are here, Harness Racing New South Wales and Club Menangle, along with HRV, Harness Racing Victoria and Harness Racing New Zealand, to reinstate the name and conduct the Inter-Dominion Trotting Championship. So, yeah, really exciting. You know, obviously the trotting gate is universal. You know, that's all they have over in Europe. And we've obviously have trotters here in Australia, New Zealand, and also in the Americas. So yeah, it's fantastic news. And from my understanding, they'll be running the trotting leg of the Inter-Dominion along with the pacing legs as well. So it'll be a huge boost for both gates, really.
And the Trotters Carnival in New South Wales kicks off this Saturday.
Yeah, it does. So it's all about the trotters at the moment. And here in New South Wales at Menangle Saturday night, we've got the New South Wales Trotters Oaks, a Group 1 race, which has attracted a really strong field. And ironically, usually it's this race brings a really strong interstate presence. But the trotting gate is growing here in New South Wales, and most of the field are trained locally. And we also have the Group 3 La Cucaracha final as well, which is open to trotting mares. So both look to be pretty good races.
Having a look at the Group 1 New South Wales Trotters Oaks, I see Amour de Frere is going up the $2.60 favourite. Have a Sassy Pants at $3.10 and then Moonshine Linda at $4.60. Did you have an early fancy in the Oaks?
Yeah, look, you really can't go past Anton Galeno, who trains Amour de Frere. He's very good, particularly with the young Square Gaiters. So his horses are usually pretty hard to look past, and she's probably the highest. She is the highest graded filly, one of the highest graded fillies of that race. So yeah, she looks hard to look past. But yeah, some of the local hopes, like Vic Sun, she's been racing quite well and has a lot of early speed and has been racing the opposite sex as well as older, more seasoned horses. So I think she'll appreciate the drop back to her age and sex. And she's at value of $12 and $2.70 a place. So she might be one you could put into your multiples for a bit of value.
Interstate this Saturday night, Amanda, at Tabcorp Park, Melton. We've got the APG final for the two-year-old colts and geldings, where Beresara's gone up at $2.80 ahead of Carla's Pixel, $4, and the Piccadilly Princess at $5. This looks a terrific race.
Yeah, it sure does. So we had the two-year-old filly's leg of the APG held at Menangle last Saturday night, and Soho Nolita took that one out for Michael Stanley. And yeah, this race is very strong, and New South Wales has a strong presence in it as well, with five, including the emergency runners, trained here in New South Wales going around in that one on Saturday night. Yeah, a lot of eyes will be on the two, which is Muscle Factory. He's trained by Shane and Lauren Tritton, and he's having his first start for them. And this horse recently, after winning his APG heat, he was sold for a six-figure sum. So Another interesting fact about this horse, Simon, is Ricky Ulchin's taking the drive. Usually Lauren Tritton drives all their horses, but Ricky will be heading down to drive this fellow on Saturday night. Ricky broke in this horse, and he's educated him right through, and he was the former trainer of this horse before he was actually sold. So Ricky actually was trained the horse when he won his APG heat as well, and he can be a bit of a funny horse and to drive, and not the easiest horse to drive. So all connections agreed that it would be in the best interest of the horse to leave Ricky on, because he knows him so well. So that's something interesting for the race. But yeah, it's a cracking field. You know, Emma Stewart, she's another one. She's always got good young horses coming through, and she has a three-pronged attack in the race. And you know, all her horses have 1-1-1-1-1 next to their name. Her three starters are all unbeaten, so that's just unbelievable. And the other unbeaten runner is the Blake Fitzpatrick trained Leonidas, who has been very impressive winning up here in New South Wales. So, yeah, really looking forward to that one, 8 p.m. On Saturday night.
And on Saturday night, they've had to push the Newcastle Carnival of Cups back due to the A-League Grand Final.
Yeah, so Newcastle Jets, I think they finished on the bottom of the ladder last season, and this season they're at the top. And because of that, last weekend, you know, they qualified through to the final, and then Melbourne Victory did as well. It was decided that the A-League Grand Final will take place at Newcastle. And for those that haven't been to Newcastle Harness Racing, the track is right next to the stadium. They share a car park and they share other facilities as well. So it was just going to be mayhem. So Harness Racing New South Wales, along with the Newcastle Harness Racing Club, the sponsor of the main feature race at Newcastle that night, all agreed to switch the date to May 26th. So this Saturday night, we'll still see the Newcastle Oaks run at Newcastle, but the Rossgig Newcastle Mile and the Newcastle Derby will both be transferred to later in the month.
Okay, and this Sunday, Amanda, Forbes have got their Carnival of Cups meeting on.
Yeah, so we still have one this weekend. So yeah, that's on Sunday, and the Forbes Service Memorial Club final is the main feature, and the main race gets underway just after lunch at 12:57. And then we had heats of the Dubbo Carnival of Cups last night, and that Carnival of Cups meeting is next Friday, and the main race is the Red Ochre. And last night, My Casino Belle smashed the track record, winning one of the heats. She went 155.2, Simon, and took 2 seconds off the previous record. So that horse, she's trained by Brad Hewitt, and he also trains My Triple Play, who's been sensational on the Country Cup circuit, breaking track records. So there's a bit of a theme at the Brad Hewitt stable. So I think he's the one to watch at Dubbo next Friday.
And who are the trainers and drivers that are in form at the moment?
Yeah, well, certainly Brad Hewitt's one of them. And then you've also got the likes of Chris Geary. I caught up with Chris yesterday, actually, about some of his drives over the next few days here in New South Wales, and he drove a double at Menangle last Saturday night. He won the carousel final with the Black Prince, and the Black Prince, he equaled the 3-year-old world record for the 2300 metre distance, which is incredible. And then Chris Monday was back at the office driving at Newcastle, drove a treble there, then headed down to Menangle on Tuesday and drove another treble. So he's amongst the top five drivers in the state for the season so far, and because of those results. And he's only 20 years old, which is amazing. Another trainer that achieved a milestone during the week was Kerrion Turner. She cracked 100 wins for the season, which included interstate wins as well, at Bathurst last week. So she's certainly in form as well. I think she trained and drove a treble at that meeting as well.
Righto, Amanda. Now, you'll be on holidays for a couple of weeks after this weekend, won't you?
I will, and so will you, I hear.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But we'll pick up with Trot's Talk then around the 24th of May, in a few weeks from now.
Yeah, we'll have accumulate plenty of news in between then and now.
Thanks for your help, Amanda, and enjoy your time off.
Thanks, Simon.